We're moving on to talk a little bit about St. Brendan and about particularly a man who championed St. Brendan and who was responsible for getting that fabulous statue of him in Finnet Harbour. And that is, of course, Father Garrod O'Donoghue, who sadly is no longer with us, lost his life tragically in a house fire some years ago. But he would have been celebrating his 91st birthday this Sunday if he were still with us. And to mark that occasion, a special event is being held to remember Father Garrod in his beloved Finnet on Sunday. And to tell us more about it, Mike Moriarty from the St. Brendan Statue Committee in Finnet has joined me in studio. Welcome, first of all, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Rhéire.
First of all, just remind us, for people who mightn't be able to recall this, Father Garrod was really the driving force behind remembering St. Brendan and giving St. Brendan prominence here in Kerry, wasn't he?
Well, he had a fascination with St. Brendan, and he was a great seafarer himself, and he'd done all the routes there, across the Atlantic and sailed up to Iona and Scotland and all that. He took all the routes that Brendan did.
And he came up with the idea of the statue originally, did he?
He came up with this idea of statue around 2000. And then he involved some of his friends like Jimmy Brown and Pat Manny. Everyone got a job depending on their skills. And it took about 4 years. And then he got the Farleys, Tom Farley and his son Eugene, to build the plinth, the stone plinth. And then Tygo O'Donoghue from Glenflesk, because he was from Glenflesk himself. And Tygo O'Donoghue was in Dublin, he was an artist, and he built the statue for him. And it was supposed to be, it's 12 foot high, I think. It was supposed to be twice as high as that, but due to an objection, he had to cut it down in half, and of course he wasn't a bit happy about that.
And it's still, though, even if it isn't as big as they hoped to make it, it's still a fabulous statue, isn't it? It's really well worth going to see.
Yeah, and something you might not know about Father O'Donoghue, his father, Donal O'Donoghue, who was principal in Baradoff School, was a TD, Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry from 1944 to 1948. He got in the by-election when Fianna Fáil Lynch was made a judge, and he was there for 4 years. He lost the seat in 1948.
Yeah, so there you saw there was a political connection there. But tell me what's happening this Sunday to remember Father Garrod.
See, we have to come up with ideas of fundraising for the upkeep of the statue, and we decided we were having the Churchgate collection on Sunday. And some people in the committee came up with the idea that it was Garrod's birthday and that we might celebrate it in the hall with a cup of tea and a chat and music. There's music by local musicians. So it's just to celebrate the life of Garrod O'Donoghue.
Okay. And he was very fondly remembered in Finnet. Was he the parish priest out there?
No,
or did
he wasn't
just
the parish
there?
Priest. He was a chaplain in the college. Mm-hmm. And he moved to Finnet in the 80s, he built a house in Finnet. So he kind of subbed when the priest was missing. He would say Mass in Finnet every Sunday when he was around.
Mm-hmm. And he had a great grow for Finnet, obviously.
Oh, he had a great grow. That was his wish, to actually die in Finnet. He died in 2015, tragically, in a house fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Finnet is where his heart was, really, in recent years. And tell me, you mentioned that money is needed for the upkeep of a statue. Yeah. What kind of upkeep would be involved in a statue?
Well, I presume cleaning it. Maintenance, paint and anything like that, you know.
Mm. And do a lot of people come to see it?
Yeah, a lot of people come to see it, especially now with the Greenway. During COVID, we got a new sign courtesy of Jean Foley in Kerry County Council. And that's to the north side of the playground, and it's both in English and Oscailge. One side is in English and the other side is Oscailge. So when people come off the Greenway, they can read the sign and they're directed to St. Brendan.
Yeah, and of course it's not just the St. Brendan statue, because if you walk a little further along, there's those lovely statues to the people who died at sea.
Yeah, the Fisherman's Memorial. And yeah, then we're putting the platform behind that now, a viewing platform. This is kind of finishing that St. Brendan Heritage Park there.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we're kind of gone digital now as well, which we needed money for as well. We got a new website courtesy of Michael Pierce, and we got an audio visual aid and mapping. So you can go down there now when this will be up and running, and you'll be able to do the walk orderly. You know, you don't have to do the walk. You can do it on your computer, app, whatever.
Finnet has really kind of come into its own in terms of a tourist attraction, the village itself, in the last few years, hasn't it? There's a lot to offer out there now.
It is, but the biggest thing still in the whole village is the statue.
Is it?
Everyone
yeah.
wants to go to see the statue.
And what was St. Brendan's connection to Finnet? Is it because he sailed from there?
I reckon he was born in Finnet Island. And they say he sailed from Finnet, but then they said he sailed from Brendan. When Tim Severn sailed from Brendan and proved that he could have got to America before...
Before Columbus, yeah. Yeah, we'll say he did anyway. And of course, he's our patron saint here
he's
in Kerry.
He's our patron saint, and his feast is on the 16th of May. So there's a festival being organised for the month of May by Eamon O'Reilly's in charge of it. He's up in EWKD.
Okay.
And there'll be events in all the villages that connected with him. In the first one kicks off in Ballyhigh, I think. We've actually meeting tonight about it. And they're going to walk the beach from Ballyhigh to Affert. And then they'll go from Affert to Brinneville on another leg, and then to Castle Gregory, and from there to Galeras. So you go all, and you take in from Ballyhigh, Kilmiley, all that area onto Galeras, like.
Mm-hmm. So St. Brendan had a connection with all of those villages.
And Frank Loosh, who does a lot of walks, and he is a big fan of St. Brendan, he's doing a walk for the month, different legs of the walk, starting in Ballyhigh and ending up in Galeras.
Lovely. No better man than Frank to do that.
Yeah, and he had a good connection with Father Garrod. They were great friends. And he has done the walks before the different legs, the seven legs of St. Brendan, from Finnet to Derrick.
Okay, very good. So tell us, this Sunday, is this open to the public? Can anyone head along to...
Anyone can go to it. It's just that we haven't just a collection, but anyone that wouldn't be at Mass or anything that might come later, it's open till 12:30.
And what's the venue again?
The hall onto the church in Finnet.
Okay, and will people be talking about Father Garrod and remembering him?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the idea?
That's the idea.
Super. Okay. Well, look, it sounds great. There's always loads of things going on in Finnet. Yeah. And you might come back to us. I know that Mary O'Brien Brown and more people are involved in other projects, and we'll probably be hearing a lot more about the St. Brendan Festival in May as it comes closer.
Yeah, well, we have a meeting tonight, so Eamon O'Reilly, I'll get him to get in touch with you.
Yeah, coming closer to the time. Very good. Well, look, it's great to remember Father Garrod as well, because he was such an important part of ensuring that St. Brendan was commemorated here in his native county.
Yeah, and he spent a lot of time doing a lot of good work in Birmingham in England back in the 60s.
Father Garrod, yeah.
And he played football with a great friends of mine, Liam Cotter, late Liam Cotter and John Paul O'Connor. And he used to be centre-half back, and he taught me that not many got by him, but anyone did was done in by the full-back. The full-back was no other than Paddy McCormack, the Iron Man from Lowood.
Great memories there. I didn't know he was a footballer as well, and I remember him fondly too. Well, listen, it's great that you're remembering not just St. Brendan, but the great Father Garrod O'Donoghue as well. Keep up the good work out in Finnet, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Deirdre.
Lovely to see you. Thanks a million for popping in.